Well, for today, everything is ready, is in place in order to allow people to vote. I'm talking about around 12,509 polling stations from 7 o'clock a.m. until 6 o'clock p.m. During this period, people will have this opportunity to exercise their vote. So I think it's a very, very the Electoral Commission is ready to carry out this exercise today.
I heard reports that the Electoral Commission is determined to ensure that the election is free, fair, and credible. Is that the case?
Yes, yes, of course, of course. And of course, we have put in place several mechanisms, and also we'll provide the copy of the result sheet in each polling station to the official from the political parties who are present. This will allow the political parties to make a parallel tabulation, and at the end of the day, they can compare with the official results if they have an change or not. So this, I think, is one of the mechanisms that will can make a very transparent this process.
When do we expect the results to begin coming in?
Well, in terms of our organization, from the first day, we'll do what we call this a parallel results from the Electoral Commission. We have organized our staff in every country in order to provide the information, the results from districts, and come directly to the Electoral Commission in order to allow us to provide these results publicly. So there's several steps that begin with the districts within 3 days, and provincial level within 5 days. At the last stage is central level, which takes 2 weeks. So I will not wait for that. Of course, we'll follow all steps, but we'll start providing these parallel information, parallel results directly from the district and provincial level.
Are people eager to begin voting today? And what confidence is the Electoral Commission expressing to the people about the election being free and fair?
Well, we believe that people will come today to vote. I think we're expecting more people than 2004. And we believe also that people now, they trust so much the electoral management bodies, and even the job has been done, not only from electoral management board, but from political parties and other stakeholders such as civil societies, to work together with electoral management board units, and to make some recommendations to electoral management board in order to make sure that this process will be free and fair and transparent. We believe that there's all mechanism in place to meet this objective.
If any party raises concerns about the process of the election, is there any mechanism that the Electoral Commission has put in place to address that?
Oh yes. And the laws allow political parties to complain from the polling station at the district level, and then they come to the Electoral Commission, which can decide if the political party is not satisfied with the answer from the district. And then we have the last stage, which is the Constitutional Council, this institution is the right of to decide and last has a last answer, let us say, to the political party's complaint.